America's platform for real remedy, truth, exposure, and accountability, uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. April 19th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Yesterday, we did something really bold. Something that no other platform will do. Something that lawyers are paid big money to keep you from knowing or seeing. We promised you that on this show, we would try to bring you lessons that you can use to improve your own towns and cities and states instead of waiting for some plan to happen. In today's political environment, conservatives are cautious and gun-shy. They're feckless and neutered and weak and cowards. We have one major weakness. We actually believe that the law is important and should be followed. That's why we don't burn down cities to get what we want. That's why we don't rip down statues and get lawmakers to endorse it after the fact. That's why we don't just make up new laws from whole cloth to do whatever we want. But the left, or rather the people of this uniparty, don't have concerns like that. You want a riot? That's the language of the unheard. Want to impose anti-white racism or tranny insanity in the workplace? Just rewrite laws from the 1960s or just rewrite the Constitution itself and claim that it lets you do whatever you want to do right now. But here's some more good news. Your forefathers actually knew things like this might happen. They put warning in our laws and prepared for this very moment. In Tennessee, let's put it up on the screen. The state constitution opens with a declaration of rights. And here's what that declaration says in part, quote, government being instituted for the common benefit, the doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind. In the next part, section 3, the Tennessee constitution says, quote, that all men have a natural and indefeasible right to worship Almighty God according to the dictates of their own conscience. And no man can of right be compelled to attend, erect, or support any place of worship or to maintain any minister against his consent, that no human authority can in any case whatsoever control or interfere with the rights of conscience. Framers of the Tennessee Constitution directly said what is really self-evident truth. Government was created to benefit you. So if people use it to oppress you or exercise arbitrary power, not only is it wrong, but you're under no obligation to follow it. You have every right to resist it. To not resist, in fact, would be, as they say, absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind. It is your duty to resist. Here's another love letter to liberty from the Missouri Constitution. Put it on the screen. Quote, the people of this state have the inherent, sole, and exclusive right to regulate the internal government and police thereof, and to alter and abolish their constitution form of government whenever they may deem it necessary to their safety and happiness, provided such change be not repugnant to the Constitution of the United States. This is why we put it on the screen, so you can read that along with me, so that you know that I'm not just making this up. So listen, in the state of Missouri right now, you have the explicit and guaranteed right to regulate everything about your internal government. You can literally abolish and replace your constitution at any time if it's not making you happy or safe. Your constitution tells you that you can tear down the government in your state and replace it. So if you're in Missouri, you could start taking action right now, in your community. And that's my challenge to you. Go out and find like-minded people and start assembling in town hall style meetings and decide what type of government do you want to live under. That is your right. It's how our original Constitution was created. The men at Independence Hall, they weren't picked by anybody to create a new constitution. They were originally only going to discuss ways to reform the Articles of Confederation. But then they decided that a full new constitution was warranted and created it on their own. But it was so much better than the original that they successfully convinced all of the states to adopt it. You could do the same thing in Missouri right now. But Stu, they're going to stand in our way. They're just going to tell us no. If the government tries to block you, remember, they are the ones breaking the law, not you. You have the power to reform the government into something that serves you. No government is valid in this country when it uses its powers arbitrarily to oppress and exploit you. No government in this country has the power to stop you from worshiping God as a Christian. When government is illegitimate, you have the power to get rid of that government and replace it. You understand? I'm not talking about voting machines. You understand? I'm not waiting until the midterms here. I'm not telling you that we must wait until 2022 or 24. When a government is illegitimate, you have the power to get rid of that government and replace it. That's the message of the Declaration of Independence, and it's the message in our own state constitutions. So don't be held back by any lawmakers who say that it's impossible for you to defend your rights. And I want to say something. When you're talking to Republicans, so-called America First fighting conservatives who tell you, well, we really wish that we could do that. We really wish that we could do that, but we don't hold the power. We don't have the majority. We are in the minority. We are controlless and powerless. That is a bunch of BS, cowardly, feckless, whack lies. And that means that this person is completely sold out to the uniparty government. Hold these people accountable. Take action right now. This platform will be America's platform of remedy, and more of it continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
The Stu Peters Show is brought to you in part by StepOnSocks.com. Founded by patriots, high-quality all-cotton socks, real silver, and flags. Use promo code STU when you visit StepOnSocks.com/Stu.
Well, in Watch the Water, the now global documentary, we told you about Dr. Bing Liu. He's the University of Pittsburgh scientist who was on the brink of major findings about COVID-19 when he was brutally killed in an alleged murder-suicide. Edward Saul has been researching a deep dive into Dr. Liu's death, and he's here with us now to share his findings. Edward, thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Oh, pleasure to be here, Stu. Look, Stu clearly was more than just a murder. And I say that after inquiring with the police department there in Pittsburgh, inquiring with the medical examiners, and inquiring with the university. Stu, if it was just a murder, double murder at that, it would have required more than just even a month worth investigating. This would be something that would have shadowed the community. The community would have been reeling from this for years. Murder-suicide is what they concluded. And we're talking about Dr. Bing Liu. This is a man who's a U.S. citizen, but obviously born in China, has ties to the Chinese government in the sense of research, as many do in the mind of medical fields. But the story of what we're being told, Stu, just doesn't add up. Now, of course, Dr. Artis in Watch the Water mentioned Dr. Bing Liu because there was some very significant research that he was working on. And this isn't our opinion. This has actually been published from the University of Pittsburgh, as we're showing here. And in their memory of the loss of this doctor, they said he was on the brink of revealing incredibly significant research in regard to the origins of COVID-19. And what I was able to find, first of all, Stu, because I'm looking into Dr. Liu, is his last paper of note. Now, this paper specifically was looking into the evolution of COVID-19 within the human body. Now, as part of this research, as you see here on screen, this is a paper right at the top, Dr. Bing Liu, named as one of the top researchers on this. They were looking into the sequencing, the origin of COVID-19, something that many people have attempted to look into, because we're not going to just trust what the Chinese have sent us for sequencing. We're not going to trust what Dr. Fauci, the NIH, have tried to say about it. Certainly, Dr. Bing Liu was looking into the origin. And because if we don't know what we're even addressing, how can we even begin to try to be sold this this lie that a bioweapon jab is the solution, or social distancing, a deathly isolation of the entire society at large is a solution? Not that any of that could have ever been, but this was sold on the sense that we were dealing with an incredibly dangerous virus, bioweapon, as you've pointed out many times on this program. But the research showed, and this is interesting, Stu, they were trying to compare the sequencing with other diseases and other molecular structures. Now, in relation to Watch the Water, Dr. Bing Liu could have been comparing this to snake venom. He definitely had a lot of research in the field of animal molecules, animal research, is under Dr. Ivor Bihar. I called her today, by the way, got in touch with her assistant. They're very quick to get off the phone, but what they did confirm to me on the phone is that they don't have any plans of publishing Dr. Bing Liu's research.
Wait, hold on a minute. Wait. Did you ask them why? Did you ask them why would you not want to publish that?
Yes, I said, you said in your memory of this this man that,
right,
that he was on the verge of presenting something significant.
Breakthrough findings. Yeah. I mean, why would you not want to tell the world about these breakthrough findings? That's what they said. They said that these were breakthrough findings and they were going to honor this man. Why would they not release them? Why would they not honor him? Why would they not tell the world about these breakthrough findings, about the origins of COVID-19?
I think it would be an honest question. I did ask that. But what I did find is Dr. Bihar, this is someone who mentored Dr. Bing Liu, someone that oversaw a lot of his work. And she said, even in the memory, the memorial of him, that's on the University of Pittsburgh's website, that he played an instrumental, hands-on role with them in everything they were doing. Well, this is the thing. She did just get appointed to the National Academy of Sciences. This is under Joe Biden. So I don't know if there's a benefit to her there, but or she's distracted. But I certainly say, Stu, if anyone on the team was ever murdered, all right, and that's a fact, he was murdered. The circumstances of the murder we'll go into in just a moment, what's being reported, and what I've found that appears to show that we're not being told the full story. We wouldn't stop at investigating. An attempted murder on you with a swatting, we're researching and we're digging into. We're going to find those people. A real murder, we would go to the ends of the earth to find the culprit. For Dr. Bihar, she's moved on. She's found another job, another source of funding. But for us, I think we're going to be very concentrated on Dr. Bing Liu's death. Now, Star mentioned the death. Okay.
Yeah.
And this is an important thing with this. All right. So there was two main players in this. They're telling us that a software engineer, that's an architect, someone who was a chief architect at a place called Eaton. Eaton deals with sequencing, deals with algorithms of prediction. Now, it turns out that Eaton, where this Dr. Hao Gu worked at, Hao Gu is the man's name, about 10 years older than Dr. Bing Liu, this man that was working actually in partnership with Microsoft. Now, Microsoft and Eaton appear to have been working on sequencing and also predictive models for maybe going to announce where an infection was going to pop up, where an infection epicenter could happen based on research, based on, basically the surveillance findings. We know for one, for example, there was sequencing that was happening from samples taken from water. They could say, well, if there's a certain amount of spike protein and other things in the water, we know that there may be an infection that's about to happen, an epicenter of it. We don't buy that to the full extent, but that's what they said. And why this is important, the official story is this: Ms. Hao Gu, that he was in an argument with Mr. Bing Liu at his home, at his apartment, Dr. Bing Liu's house. Dr. Bing Liu had the doors open, according to the police report, had the patio open, and Hao Gu shot Dr. Bing Liu 10 times to the head, to the torso, and an extremity.
Yeah,
and
he wanted him
shots.
Dead. There was no question about that. This person's going to die, yes.
Now, the head and the chest, when I'm reading that, Stu, I mean, you're formerly a bounty hunter. You still got the knowledge of this. First of all, that sounds like an assassination. Sounds like a hit. But also, it would be pretty loud, right? It'd be very loud, depending on the caliber. But it turns out that Dr. Bing Liu, living in an apartment block, as you see here, we were able to find the address and, again, the location of the murder. This is it right here, zooming in. This is the apartment building. This is the street view of it. The apartments to left, right, and above, right there. You don't think they might have heard a gunshot? Well, the police spoke to people. Everyone says they didn't hear anything. They said Dr. Bing Liu and his wife kept very quiet. The Post-Gazette, local paper, top paper out of Pittsburgh, they spoke to many of the residents, said that they kept to themselves, but on the day of the murder, no one heard a peep. No one heard anything. Now, that might be understandable if the doors were closed, if everything was locked up, and if a silencing device was used on the gun. But as it turns out, the police, and I've inquired for the police report specifically. I want to get a ballistic report. I want to know exactly what weapon was used
here. Me too.
Because this is the murder weapon.
Right.
This is the murder weapon that killed a young man in his prime working on significant breakthrough regarding COVID-19, the plague of our era. Well, I haven't heard back from the police yet, but you best believe I'm going to get that report. My question, Stu, is how do we know? Because the story is Hao Gu, after killing Dr. Bing Liu, assassination style, went out to his car about 200 meters away, and he shot himself, killed himself. And then there you go. The wife found the body of her husband, and the police found the body of Hao Gu. How do we know there wasn't a third shooter, a third person, a person who actually fired the gun? We don't know that. The police were quick to conclude, however, that it was a murder-suicide over an intimate disagreement, and it had nothing to do with the research of Dr. Bing Liu, nothing to do with the work of Dr. Hao Gu, this man, again, who's a software architect, working in collaboration with Microsoft.
So let me just ask you this. Who is it that's going to make the determination as to whether or not Bing Liu's findings are being released? Who is it that is stopping honoring this scientist with his breakthrough findings? Who is it? Who makes that decision?
Dr. Ivor Bahar, as you see here, this is her faculty page for the University of Pittsburgh. I've called her office and asked her. You should demand it, actually. The entire audience should demand that.
Yeah, we're going to. We're going to demand that. Absolutely. If these are breakthrough findings for a fake pandemic, a fake virus, a bioweapon that we know was intentionally released, chemically engineered, and with the intent of killing people and ushering in bioweapon shots, the whole world knows this, okay? You can still have your head in the sand and still even know this. They're talking about this crap on Real America's Voice this morning, pretending about this bat and pangolin theory. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
These people need to release these findings. I mean, what are they hiding? They're clearly hiding something. If the guy's already dead and these were already noted by the University of Pittsburgh as being breakthrough findings in a pandemic that supposedly, allegedly, a virus that has killed millions and millions and millions of people, why would you not want to release these findings?
Stu, I've investigated murder after murder. I've looked into Jeffrey Epstein. I've looked into every major scandal of the last decade. This is the Seth Rich of the pandemic. Why is no one talking about the death, the killing, the murder of Dr. Bing
Liu? Well,
we
are. We're going to honor him. Absolutely. We're going to vindicate Bing Liu and his findings. His death will not be for naught. His death will not be in vain. We are going to put pressure on these people that are holding this a secret. And also, speaking to your point about the way that this murder-suicide was carried out, you're absolutely right. There would be a sound from even a suppressed firearm. And if there were 10 gunshots fired, then absolutely somebody knows what happened. There's no way that all of these neighbors were gone. There's something absolutely being covered up by that police department. Edward Zoll, for all your great work, thank you so much. The Stu Peters Show continues with Karen Kingston coming up next. She has the patents and she has information from the University of Pittsburgh. We'll see if we get into Bing Liu's findings. That's next on the Stu Peters Show.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell. And my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times. They've canceled culture. They've canceled our box stores, our shopping channels. Now they've even tried to debank me. And it's all because they want our voice canceled. Buying today also helps support Stu Peters' show, which is one of the best podcasts, best shows you're ever going to watch, because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news. What a concept. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99. And if you order today, I'm gonna give you my book free. By the way, my book, this is the American dream. This is what it is. This is what we're all fighting for. This is what we're not gonna give up on. We're not gonna lose our freedoms. You use promo code STU. You guys, this is the best price in history because of your great support. Thank you all and God bless.
Well, in the early days of COVID-19, they claim to have evidence that the disease jumped from bats to humans via a pangolin. As a matter of fact, if you still want that lie, you can just tune into Real America's Voice. They were talking about that crap this morning, just making it up. It was all made up, and it turns out that there's no evidence for that. COVID-19 has never, in fact, been sequenced from nature. I just want to be clear about this. I want you to know what I just said. I want you to know what that really means. What I said is that the virus has never been isolated in real life. In other words, you've been subjected to lockdowns and the loss of your business and the distance learning and the masks and the shots and the clots and the loss of your job and your family members and your loved ones, and you've been stripped of your freedoms, all in the name of something that's so dangerous and so contagious that nobody can actually even prove that it really even exists. Karen Kingston has been digging into the patents again. She says that she's found more evidence to support a nexus between snakes and snake venom and COVID-19, and she joins us now. What have you found?
Thanks for having me, Stu. Well, I found a couple of alarming things. First, you know, in regards to what you just mentioned, the full sequence of the virus has never been presented to us. They were told it's never been fully isolated and fully sequenced. That's not exactly true. In regards to, it has been fully sequenced and they did get samples. I'm going to share with your viewers the study right out of Wuhan. The first 8 patients who came down severely ill with COVID, who actually ate at the Wuhan market. And then another patient who was staying at a hotel nearby, and they sequenced from their lungs, from the airways and the alveoli of their lungs, they sequenced the virus. They couldn't find a match among all of those patients. But what's most alarming is we were told it jumped from a bat to a human. And as you look at this sequence online right now on the screen, you can see that it came from bats from several areas of China. The sequences came from mice from different areas of the world, including the United States. The sequence came from different humans who had Middle Eastern virus, from a MERS from Saudi Arabia. There's also a hedgehog from Germany that's part of the sequence. So it's clearly not from nature. It was clearly made in the lab. And these sequences take up over a period of over a decade of when they're tracing them. And EcoHealth Alliance told us in their pitch to DARPA that they have over 180 samples over 180 sequences of nearly 10,000 samples of different coronaviruses. They told us they were going to make the virus. So when Dr. Artis came on and started talking about his research that showed he believed there was a correlation between snake venom and the coronavirus. Remember back in 2020, researchers out of India said HIV seems to be in the spike protein. And I started digging in 2020, looking for that data, or in early 2021. And lo and behold, out of the University of Pittsburgh, they sequenced the full spike protein from samples from 38 patients from Europe from early 2020. And when the scientists at Pittsburgh sequenced the spike protein, what they were looking for was hyperbinding, hyperreactivity of the proteins that was causing this hyperinflammation. The researchers at Pittsburgh did not believe the spike protein or the quote unquote coronavirus was causing what they're calling multi-system inflammatory syndrome.
And that ended up being Liu dead, shot a whole bunch of times in an apparent murder-suicide, we're told.
His name is not on this publication.
It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. I know the truth. It doesn't have to be on there. But anyways, please continue.
Yeah, so they were looking for toxins because they're like, it looks like these people were poisoned. It doesn't look like they had a coronavirus, which is also the cause of the common cold, right? So when they sequenced that part of the spike protein, the PRRA, we've heard senators talk about the furin cleavage site. That's the missing host. Well, and again, your viewers can see it right from themselves. And this was published in The Lancet, a peer-reviewed journal. They sequenced some cobra venom they found. They found crate venom in the sequence of the spike protein. And they also found the rabies virus, which contains staphylococcal enterotoxin B, which is a very disease-causing type of bacteria. And they also found HIV glycoprotein 120. So when the American people and global citizens are being told, we never fully sequenced the virus or fully sequenced the spike protein, that's a lie. They have fully sequenced it, but it's not just one spike protein. I have the patent for the spike proteins, Stu. There's 7 different variations from different species in the spike protein. Why does the spike protein have a separate patent if it's produced from the mRNA? They should be combined, one in the same. And in this patent, which was filed by Barney Graham from the NIAID, who works for Fauci, and Jason McClellan out of Moderna, they report that this was filed in April of 2019. Yet Barney Graham and Jason McClellan didn't have access to the sequence for the spike protein until January of 2020. How did they file the patent for the spike protein 8 months earlier? And why are there seven different sequences? If you take a look at the Pfizer biological license application, it says it's the full sequence of the SARS-CoV-2 virus producing the Wuhan Institute of Virology spike protein.
The bioweapons lab in Wuhan, China, by the way, where this was chimerically engineered and intentionally released. No pangolin, no bat, no nonsense. Stop lying. We can be done with that game now. The truth is that this is a bioweapon and it was intentionally released to kill people.
Exactly. But let's go back to that patent though too. So yes, there's evidence that there is snake venom, okay, in the spike protein. There's also evidence that the spike protein can be made independent of being injected with mRNA. So in the patent and in the research is what they explain is Graham and McClellan, they added the two prolines to stabilize the spike protein, which is made now that we know can be made of snake venom, crate venom, rabies, and HIV glycoprotein. They add the two prolines. They also expose it to liquid nitrogen to freeze it. Why are the vials kept at negative 60 degrees Celsius? Why is there a patent separate from the spike protein? Why are the spike proteins called SARS-CoV-2 spike protein in the patent? There's one also called Wuhan Institute of Virology spike protein. There's also one called Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome spike protein, the first patent that they filed. There's also one that causes epidemic diarrhea in pigs. There's also one that is shared between humans and cows. Why is this all in a separate patent? And why does the patent explain it's like a Lego piece? And at that Fuhrer and cleavage site, you can click in and click out whatever peptides and sequences you want to put in there, essentially whatever poisons. And why in 2017 did the NIH file a patent called Vaccine Nanotechnology in Section 9 that states in some embodiments, the vaccine can deliver a molecule, a chemical weapon of biowarfare, or a toxin? And why in the master patent for mRNA, the world patent for Moderna, under Section 0402, does it say in some embodiments, the vaccine can deliver a cytotoxin, a toxin that destroys and annihilates cells, which is what you're seeing with the thrombosis and causes damage to cells, thrombosis and thrombocytopenia. The patents say the vaccines are bioweapons. The spike protein is a man-made recreative venom, and HIV glycoprotein 120, the envelope that allows penetration into a nucleus, so you can do genetic editing on people. Why during the Joe Rogan interview did Dr. Malone laugh saying, hey, there were some monkeys in the lab that had AIDS and HIV, let's put that in the mRNA technology, unless you wanted to use that part of the HIV to actually penetrate the nucleus, which you would want to do if you had gene editing technology. Wake up, people.
So you just asked a lot of incredibly pointed and very important questions. Who holds the answers to them?
I don't think there's one individual, but I do know.
Who do we need to start with? Who should we ask? Who should we invite on this program? Name names. Who would know the answers to some of these questions?
Well, the president of the company called GeoVax, who was licensed the patents for the spike protein, the mRNA technology, and the LNPs from Arbutus and Acuitas. He actually put the royalty agreements together for all the big pharma companies. You could start with him, the CEO of GeoVax. He's based in Georgia. I don't have that document in front of me right now.
Based in Georgia, United States of America?
Yeah, Georgia, the United States, not the country. Yeah, Georgia. Yeah, he's based in Atlanta, Georgia. He actually won an award last year for like the greatest CEO. Again, he's the CEO of GeoVax. It's a holding company that's primarily owned by Shocker, Vanguard. You could get him on and ask him what these royalty agreements are for the spike proteins and the vaccines with various people. I think, you know, the other thing is he did also sign the contracts. He did meet with the FDA prior to the products being submitted in the IND. So, I mean, I think that that's a great place to start is with the CEO of GeoVax, where the business is.
We're going to start there. Here's the open air invitation.
Everyone in our government's lying to us.
Yeah.
What?
This is the open air invitation, but we're also going to send him a very personal invitation to appear on the show. Karen Kingston, your work is absolutely unbelievable. All of these patents and everything that she just talked about, Karen just talked about, we're going to have at stupeters.com. We don't expect you to believe everything that Karen Kingston says. That's why she brings receipts, and she has been historically known for that and vindicated time after time after time after time. Karen Kingston, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Stu.
Without the Second Amendment, the rest of the Constitution is just a piece of paper. The tyrannical government has guns, and as their corrupt, bought, and paid-for narrative falls apart, they'll be more tempted to turn them on us. But don't worry, you're not alone, patriots. Buy a gun today from GunsAmerica.com, America's oldest and most trusted online platform for buying and selling the guns that keep your loved ones safe. Join the millions of gun buyers who shop there monthly. Private sellers and gun dealers, list your sales for free. No fees for transactions within 50 miles. Selling fees half the cost of auction sites. When you sign up for free at GunsAmerica.com, you get exclusive access to Guns America Digest, delivered every Monday. Honest gun reviews, firearm instruction, and wisdom from America's most popular gun writers. You also get Guns America This Week. Don't miss any important Second Amendment stories and several monthly magazines on hunting, prepping, and long-range shooting. When you sign up today at GunsAmerica.com, you get $10 off your first online gun purchase. Join the fight today at GunsAmerica.com.
Bobby Powell is a true American patriot. Bobby Powell is one of the journalists who have completely blown open the lies about January 6th. The lies used to usher in full communism via Marxist coup d'etat. The lies used to overthrow the government and disenfranchise the American vote. The lies used to steal a presidency. The lies used to justify holding Trump supporters political prisoners, subjecting them to torture and rape in a DC gulag. It's disgusting. And the lies that I have predicted will end with an indictment of 45. Bobby Powell was at the east entrance of the Capitol on January 6th. While he was there, he saw and recorded in high definition two men breaking windows and then standing near them to help push people inside. But despite playing what would appear to be a central role in the actual break-in, these two men haven't been arrested. They don't even appear on the list of suspects currently sought by the FBI. Why? Bobby was there the whole time. He recorded the whole thing. He gave the FBI 29 minutes of high-definition video more than a year ago. Within 10 days of January 6th, Bobby spoke with the FBI, with NCIS, the Joint Terrorism Task Force, and the Secret Service. But despite more than 770 indictments being filed in the past 15 months, these two men don't appear in a single one. Bobby knows, he's checked, so have we. Why? Not a single frame of Bobby's high-definition video that captured this break-in appears on the FBI's website asking for help identifying these Capitol intruders. Why? None of Bobby's work has appeared on the FBI's YouTube channel or its Facebook page. Why? In fact, according to Bobby, something very different, something very dark and very sinister has now happened. Last November, Bobby said that he declined an offer of first $100,000 and then $200,000 to keep his mouth shut. He says that Michigan Congressman Kerry Bentivoglio met him for lunch at a rib shack in Bay City, Michigan, and delivered a message from Michigan GOP chair Ron Weiser. That message, he says, was stop talking about the video that you recorded on January 6th or you will be killed. And that threat might have been very real. On the one-year anniversary of January 6th, Bobby spoke at a rally for imprisoned Green Beret Jeremy Brown in Pinellas County. That event was then targeted by left-wing extremist Garrett James Smith, but Smith wussed out at the last minute and fled, causing him to be caught with a pipe bomb. So to protect himself, Bobby is forced to go public with absolutely everything. He has tried to reach out to everybody. He has tried to display this video for the world to see, to keep himself safe until the whole truth comes out. And we will not keep him silent, which is why we're happy that he's here with us now. Bobby joins us. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Stu. You know, I really appreciate the work you're doing. Interview that you had with Dr. Artis last week was epic. I met him at Patriot Network Summit in North Carolina last year. He's a really good guy.
He's a brave
man. Very, very smart and dedicated to what he does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been going all over the country, you know, putting thumb drives physically into the hands of United States congressmen and senators. I went to CPAC a couple of months ago, and I gave the video to Jack Posobiec. I gave it to Kash Patel. I gave it to a former acting attorney general, Matthew Whitaker. I gave it to Sebastian Gorka. Let me tell you something about Sebastian Gorka. I gave him this video over a year ago. I called into one of his podcasts, and I told him it existed, and he said, let me look into it. Then I ran into him again at CPAC. I physically put a thumb drive and a three-page written narrative of everything that's gone on over the last 15 months into his hands. And I went on Twitter, and I tagged him in it, and I said, hey, how did you like that video? And he blocked me.
Sebastian Gorka is a traitor.
Let me tell you something. The deep state exists, and it is composed of people on both the left and the right. If Kerry Bentivoglio and the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party were truly Trumpers, then they would have done something with this video. They would have given it to President Trump, and he could have amplified it beyond anything, but they refused. And in fact, they tried to offer me $200,000 to shut my mouth. And when I told him to go jump in a lake, he said, well, you're going to be killed. And then just 6 weeks later, somebody actually made an attempt.
So Bobby, I mean, it's not a stretch for me to conclude that the government tried to kill you because you have evidence against it.
Well, yeah. And, you know, it's really funny because the FBI has interviewed everybody that was within a mile of the Capitol on January 6th, except for me. And the only thing that I can think of is that, you know, they don't want to hear from me. I've contacted them four times. I've sent them emails. I've called them. And the last phone call just last week, I guess that would be contact attempt number five. They hung up on me. I've got that recorded. As soon as we get done with this, I'll send it to you. It's going to blow your mind, bro.
So you have evidence of crimes that the government is labeling as sedition, overthrowing a government, that they are indicting people who took selfies inside the Capitol building after being ushered in by cops. These people are being indicted. You have evidence to bring forth of the real criminals that are responsible for attempting to actually physically harm or damage property or hurt people or, who knows, kill them, whatever their motives were. And the FBI is hanging up the phone on you. Law enforcement is turning you away. Do you know why? It's because they are the suspects. That's why.
Exactly. You know, people ask, why hasn't Bobby Powell been arrested? I'll tell you exactly why. Because in order to seek a warrant for my arrest, the FBI would have to put my video in front of a federal judge.
That's right.
And that video shows me defending a window that one of their operatives had just pulled out of its frame moments before. And the judge is going to say, well, hey, I see Bobby Powell doing the right thing. Who in the hell is this guy all dressed in black that the FBI has never put up on their website? You know, they're putting up all kinds of fuzzy images of people milling around outside the Capitol, not particularly doing anything destructive. But they won't touch the video, the high-definition video I recorded, stable video, from 5 feet away from this guy, okay? They won't touch it. They don't want to have anything to do with it. I've offered to come in and give them all of my video from the 5th, 6th, and 7th. They just refuse to return my phone calls. So, I've been a journalist for 36 years, man. So that, and I've sent thousands of FOIA requests to government agencies at all levels, you know, local, county, state, federal. They always respond. They're required to respond by law. This is the first time in my entire career, almost four decades, that I have not received a reply from a government agency when I've requested one.
That's because you're not sending a FOIA request to a government agency. You're sending a FOIA request to criminals and Marxists who effected a coup in this country and who probably don't even really know who's in power, actually, to be honest with you. They are imposters who have taken over this country to usher in full communism and the World Economic Forum's Great Reset. All combined, by the way, and centered at all of this is this COVID-19 pandemic and then the bioweapon rushed out to try to kill a whole bunch of people. This is insanity. So while you've been talking, we have been playing some of your footage. And what we're going to do is, although we don't have the platform the size of President Trump's, we do have a rather large platform. And we're going to put out this video in its entirety. The American people deserve to see what actually occurred on the 6th of January. And you have now been threatened with your life. Somebody has attempted to literally blow you up and wipe your existence off the face of planet Earth and send you to heaven prematurely before your job is done here. For God, the work that you're doing as a patriot.
Yeah, well, that's okay. They can threaten my life. They can try to take my life. It's like threatening me with a good time, man, because I know where I'm going.
That's exactly
how I
feel.
I know where they're going, too. They're going to burn every last one of them. If they don't face justice in this life, they've got to stand tall before the man and tell him exactly why they did what they did. And they've got no excuse.
Bobby Powell, you are a brave person, and we're going to put this video out in its entirety. We thank you for your service to our country. Seriously, God bless you.
God bless you, too. And let me say one thing before we go.
Please.
The most important thing that I need right now is for everybody that's watching this Stu Peter show right now to share it. Go to bobbypowell.substack.com. Share the articles that you find there with the video, because I have been completely banned from the internet. I mean, how many times before the other day have you gotten an email from me?
Never.
I've sent you 4.
Wow.
Over the last 6 months. If I mention January 6th in any of my emails, they do not get where they're going. The only reason I was able to get in contact with you was because somebody that had been on your show previously, you forwarded my name to you. And then you got in contact with me. So the most important thing that anybody can do is to share these videos. Go to bobbypowell.substack.com and share the hell out of them. And, you know, don't just do it once, kids. This is not a one and done thing. You have to do it over and over and over again in every Facebook page that you've got, every group, every forum. It doesn't matter. Any place that you have a presence on the internet, it has to be shared over and over and over again. We have to shove this truth down their throats until they choke on it.
I agree 1,000%. And what pisses me off the most is that this has not been seen on any other alternative so-called conservative media outlet. Of course, it hasn't been touched by the communist propaganda arm of this whole cabal, by the mainstream media at all. They're going to try to suppress this thing completely. We will put it out because we are the platform of truth. Why? Because I am pissed off about what's happening in this country. And I'm going to use this platform as a weapon and be the tip of the spear until they come and get me. And they're listening in on my phone calls, and they're checking on my emails, and they're preventing stuff from getting through to this show, and they're shutting down people like Bobby Powell. You don't have to listen to my phone calls, because I say it all right here. I've got absolutely nothing to hide. I love God first, and I love this country second. And by the way, speaking of righteous indignation, this Grant Stinchfield fellow over at Newsmax told some scheduler over at Candace Taylor's campaign for gubernatorial campaign for Georgia governor that Stu Peters was, an angry spirited person. No, you know what? I'm not an angry spirited person or a mean, that's what he called me, a mean spirited person. No, I'm not. I'm pissed off about what's happening in this country. And my question is, why is Grant Stinchfield not pissed off about what's happening in this country? Why is Steve Bannon not pissed off about what's happening in this country? Where are all of these so-called patriot fighters? More of the Stu Peter show and more fighting continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere. Mean-spirited person. Mean-spirited person. Stu Peters hurt my feelings, says this Grunt Stenchfeld, whoever this guy is. I mean, I can't believe it. He's actually telling a gubernatorial candidate that he won't have her on the show because we endorse Candace Taylor. And why do we endorse Candace Taylor? Because she's an America First patriot. Why do we endorse Candace Taylor? Because she is a representative of the people who will allow the people and Jesus Christ to serve in that governor's mansion in Georgia. Instead of these deep state, uniparty, globalist billionaires who want you dead, who did nothing to stop the coup that was taking place. The reason why we ended up with Satan-worshipping Reverend Raphael Warnock and Twinkie Boy John Ossoff couldn't even fight for this country. And here's Grunt Stenchfeld at this sold-out network talking about how his feelings were hurt by Stu Peters. Grab a hold of a set. Fight for this country or get the hell out of the way. We're out here to warn people. Here's another warning for you about your finances. You need debt protection and you need it right now because inflation and tax hikes are Biden's only way out of this $30 trillion federal debt. Hyperinflation on the way. Guaranteed they're coming to steal your money. This is the theft that the federal government has been guilty of for a very long time, and they will come for your money. So if you have 50,000 bucks that you've been saving up in your IRA, 50 grand in your 401k or in your savings, it's at imminent risk. They're going to come. They're going to take it. They're going to steal it. Don't you dare think for a minute that they won't. Learn how to protect it right now. Get physical gold and silver by calling 855-647-1372. Get a free gold IRA kit right now by calling 855-647-1372. These are my good friends over at Goldco. They are going to hook you up with $15,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. Goldco has helped thousands of Americans already to protect their retirement against inflation and tax hikes and government theft. Call them right now, 855-647-1372 for Goldco.
Love the hard-hitting truth delivered daily by The Stu Peters Show? Consider becoming a Red Voice Media premium member. Extended sit-down interviews, weekly in-depth reports, ad-free. Premium episodes, exclusive content on redvoicemedia.com/premium. Defeat the lying globalists. Support real independent journalism. Full access to The Dr. Jane Ruby Show, Shots Fired with Deanne Lorraine, Marie Z Uncensored, and the military-focused Richard Leonard Show. All this and more exclusively on redvoicemedia.com/premium. Join today.
Well, yesterday we had some very good news on the COVID tyranny front. Federal Judge Catherine Kimball Mazeal, a Trump-appointed judge with common sense, struck down the Biden regime's mask mandate on airplanes on the reasonable grounds that the mandate was completely illegal and a glaring overreach of the CDC's powers under the Public Health Services Act of 1944. So for now, at least, you can breathe on airplanes again and on Amtrak trains. No luck in New York City, though. They're still making you mask up on the subway there because they're demonic people. And despite this big victory, there's still vaccine mandates and, of course, all kinds of other health tyranny all around the country. Christopher Key knows a lot about that. He's the founder of Vaccine Police, and he joins us now live from Birmingham, Alabama. I see the Vaccine Police car behind you. Go to vaccine-police.com. You have been really the only organization, really, that I can think of that's actually out there really moving the ball to end these vaccine mandates and literally save the lives of America's children.
Stu, thank you. Thank you for the Stu Peters family. I want to thank you guys for all the love and support and all the prayers that you give us at the Stu Peters family every single day. And yes, we are moving the ball. We're taking action. We are shutting down pharmacies. We're shutting down boards of education, guys. But right now, I want to tell you about two solutions, okay? It's all about you can't go preach God's word if you don't take care of your temple. And you have to take care of your temple, guys. They are poisoning us with the water, and we know this. But it's not just the water. It's the food. It's the supplements. It's the frequencies. They're poisoning us from every single thing. Twice on Sunday, guys. So we have to have solutions. How do you detox, and what is the antidote to these snake venom and possibly coming out there? We've said it's possibly chlorine dioxide. Dr. Manuel Aparicio came on the Stu Peters Show less than 9 months ago and told the world that him and his team of over 5,000 medical doctors had cured. Yes, I said cured because Dr. Manuel Aparicio said they had cured over 500,000 people that had COVID with what? Chlorine dioxide. Guys, again, if you want chlorine dioxide, like I said last time, send me a text to 205-936-9803, and we will get you the chlorine dioxide, guys. We will send it out to you. No donation required. If you need it, we'll send it out to you. But guys, please understand, we need money to operate. I spent $20,000 on sending this out last month. But the other thing is, detoxification with chlorine dioxide is amazing, but you have to rebuild the body. How do you rebuild the body? How do you take down this evil empire? Guys, IGF-1. IGF-1, if you don't know about it, I was banned by the NCAA. I was banned by the NFL. I was banned by the PGA. I was banned by Major League Baseball. Why did they ban me? Because we were helping God's people. We were helping God's children without drugs, without chemicals, without surgery. We were part of 4 national championships, 3 Super Bowls, 7 championships in a row. And they came in and shut us down. Why? Well, because we had supplements of God, for God, and with God. If anybody knows anything about anti-aging, they can talk to their anti-aging doctor, and they will tell you, if you want to stay young, if you want to keep your mojo, you want to take synthetic HGH. Synthetic HGH costs you anywhere from $4,000 to $2,000 a month. It's very, very expensive. But what they don't tell you, when you inject it into your subcutaneous fat, it's transferred by the liver to IGF-1. IGF-1 is what does everything. We have deer that we harvest out of New Zealand. Their antlers, guys, their antlers are the fastest growing substance on planet Earth. They grow almost 1 inch a day. Why do they grow so fast? Because the high concentration of IGF-1 that's in the tip of the antlers, we've been able to extract it out with a lipo delivery system that you spray under your tongue, and it gives your body the nutrients it needs to rebuild, regrow, rejuvenate. Guys, this is about taking care of your temple so you can go preach God's word, so we can take down this evil empire, guys. We're about solutions here on the Stu Peters Show. We're about showing you how to take action, and these satanic Luciferian people, individuals, they're scared to death because they don't want people like Stu Peters talking about what's in the water. They don't want people like me telling you how you can be men and men again, how we can make these men fight this evil tyranny by putting these substances back of God into the body. And this is not just for men, guys. Women use it also. So, Stu, thank you so very much for letting me come on here today to talk about solutions and getting people to take action. And in closing, guys, right now we're in the midst of the sixth extinction. People aren't talking about this, but 1 in 3 of our men are infertile. 1 in 4 of our females are infertile. In the animal kingdom, when it gets to go 1 in 2, that animal goes extinct. And that's what's about to happen unless we stand up and take action. Don't believe anything you've heard from me today, guys, but do what the Lord commands you to do, and that is test and prove all things. Not some things, but all things. And I promise you guys, if you do this, you'll find the truth. The truth shall make you free. And we win. We've already won this, but they're trying to take as many souls to hell as they can. And that's why we have to stand up and speak out and do it for the glory of God, brother.
You're hired. This guy, the energy that you have is absolutely unbelievable. And when I met you in person and you were down at the Let's Go Brandon rally, the same exact thing. You really are an inspirational humanitarian, man. I mean, you just never stop. You're all over the country in that car, sleepless nights from here to there, getting in the faces of these pharmacists and these hospital administrators and these big pharma executives. You're working really hard to help the people, giving away. Did you hear that? Did you understand that? He's giving away this chlorine dioxide that this Dr. Aparicio, who was on this program and did say that he's cured thousands of people with this stuff. I don't really know all the science about it, but I was listening to you and all that makes sense. All the doctors that I've talked to about this chlorine dioxide, they seem to be on board, but free. He spent, this guy here, Christopher Key, spent $20,000 sending, just in postage, sending this stuff out. The only way that he recoups any of this money is by you donating to everything that he's done. All of the billboards that he's putting up, waking people up to this stuff. So go to vaccine-police.com. Now, this IGF-1, I can personally speak to. This IGF-1 from keystolife.shop, that's where you're selling this stuff at. Right now, by the way, it's buy one, get two free. Buy one, get two free on these IGF-1s. This is a thing that we're running here on the Stu Peters Show when you go to keys2life.shop. I'm telling you right now, this stuff, it allows you to get more restful sleep. This stuff allows you to, the lean muscle gain is unbelievable. You're gonna see weight loss. You're gonna see more energy. And really it does help to make you more of a warrior. So go to keys2life.shop. That's Christopher Key. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Have you noticed there is something very wrong with the modern day man?
Are you a beta male?
I don't think so.
Beta!
Sperm counts are cratering.
Maybe it's ma'am.
0% by 2050. But help is on the way. KeysToLife.shop has products which are making men, men again. Banned by the NFL, PGA, and the NCAA. Too manly. Clinically proven to raise IGF-1 levels. Man up. Take off the dress. Visit KeysToLife.shop. Get your manhood back today.
If you were here today at the beginning of the show, you received some incredibly important, actually extremely crucial, critical information. The Stu Peters Show is bringing the American people real remedy. No other platform on a national stage is bringing real remedy. None of these other bloviating blowhards on mainstream media or alternative conservative media or podcasts or shows is teaching and bringing real remedy. Why? Nobody else is doing that. These people have trampled all over your freedoms. They have snatched up, they have stolen your individual liberty, they have shredded the Constitution right in front of your face. And then they have lied to you to make you feel incapacitated or powerless. These are lies. The Constitution tells you exactly what it is that you need to do. Your state has a Constitution that tells you what you can do and actually what you would be derelict in your duties as a citizen of your state and of this country if you did not do. I will lead. We will tear down, dismantle, crush, completely obliterate the deep state. In Jesus' name, we will be victorious and we will crush these wicked people perpetuating this evil, these people that will snatch up and rape or kill your kids. I mean, that's just real talk. Go back to the beginning of today's show. Read your state's constitution. Peaceably assemble with like-minded people. Confront your elected representatives. And when these people, these weak Republicans, these castrated, neutered, feckless cowards tell you, well, we don't have the majority. There's nothing that we could do. Our hands are tied. You now have a real remedy for that. And we'll continue to do it until we are victorious. In Jesus' name, seal that in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Today is Stu Peters Show, and every Stu Peters Show brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management. Go right now. He's hosting a class, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, where you're going to receive real information about your financial future from a like-minded person instead of one of these Wall Street-manipulated, deep state-controlled, Biden regime-operated, CCP, big-box financial advisor firms or banks. AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Pray for me. I'm praying for you. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do,